Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
You know, Megan, like I said at the top of the show, I have fun, but my house is a disaster.
Well, it's like one big workshop. It's like Green Diva Mizar's workshop.
And you know what? And I just like I pop from one project to another. Here's the project that, and this is why the post is not up yet.
Upcycling for green, okay. For garden?
Right. I had started it, and I was going to do a project. And then last week on my way home, because every Thursday night I stop at Restore, which is the Habitat for Humanity store, where there are a lot of just stuff that is donated, some construction materials. But, I mean, just it runs the gamut, and it's always a thrill of the hunt. So no, really, it is.
I know you've taken me there before.
To make a long story short, a couple weeks ago, a woman was dropping off these drawers that the company had sent her because she had one damaged one, but they sent her 13 to 15 drawers, and I convinced the guy at Habitat to take them. I said, listen, there are creative people out there that will do something with this. So when I saw them there last weekend, I said, okay, I bought four. Two long ones, like a double, you know, and then two shorter deep ones. I also bought spindles mm-hmm. from a banister, from a railing. I bought eight of those. I bought some. They happen to have tar paper there. I bought that as well.
Wow, really?
And what I am doing, and I will have the tutorial there for everybody. The two shorter squatter drawers are on two pieces of wood, and they're on either side of my garage. And in there, I will be putting creeping vines that will go up, whether it's morning glories yeah. or whatever, but I've created planters out of those ground.
So clever.
But the second one, yeah. I was just so inspired. I got like all charged up in the store. I'm putting the spindles on all four corners of the drawer, and I'll reinforce them a bit. And they're about, to me, they're like about chest high, which would make them, about... What, 4 feet high?
Yeah,
four and three? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
But they're high.
Yeah.
So that I don't have to bend over.
Clever girl.
And I'll put them on my deck.
Herbs.
Just right outside my kitchen door. And the herbs, and it's sunny all day long there.
And they're white. I saw a picture of them.
They are
so
yeah,
pretty.
Yeah, they're like an off white, like an antique white.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very.
And so I'm going to have the tutorial on that, which is, you know, easy peasy. You just got to find the parts. And if you don't have to use, drawers is a good thing to use because they're there. And
yeah.
You have an old cabinet. As a matter of fact, it's pickup day in my town. It's pickup week.
Uh-oh.
There are, you know.
Mizar drives around.
Oh,
like,
my
looking.
God. I picked something up the other day. I sent you the picture, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. You're like, oh,
I said, this is what Green Divas do. It was beautiful garden fencing.
Garden
and it
fencing.
It was brand
yeah.
new. And I just thought, well, I need new tomato cages. And so.
Why not?
That and 4x4 pressure treated things.
Yeah.
And I put them in the back of Antonio's swanky car.
Yeah.
He still doesn't know I did it. He just thought they just kind of showed up.
That's funny. That's fine.
So I'll post on that some other time, too. But there's some really good gardening ideas that I've been kind of like turning up. And I know Ed is going to be doing something in a couple of weeks about Project is his house, too. But gardening with stuff that you have.
We could do it all summer. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Being sustainable and being cheap happen to go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Frugal.
Yeah.
Frugal.
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 Okay.
Creatively frugal.
And I will show a couple of pictures of the thing, which you'll do another full tutorial on, but I had the dried pumpkin that you played with and made a little thing.
Yeah.
So I did
the birdhouse out of that. We have to put the string in there to hang it up. But, yeah, and we should take a picture of the other gourd, because I grow those in the garden. They're called birdhouse gourds.
Yeah.
And they take no time to dry out. You cut the hole, get the seeds out, you use the same seeds for the next year.
This girl never stops. Never.
She promised to make one for me by the end of the summer.
I will. All right. You got it.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.